Hello, my name's Lisa Harvey-Smith, and I'm a support scientist here at the Joint Institute for VLBI in Europe, or JIVE for short. JIVE is located in the beautiful forest of Drenthe in Holland, and it stands next to the Dwingeloo Telescope, which was built over 50 years ago and has only recently been decommissioned. The JIVE Institute was created in 1993 by a group of European research institutes and public scientific bodies. Its purpose is to support the European VLBI network, or EVN, in its technical and scientific operations. The EVN is a huge network of radio telescopes that stretches right across Europe and China. So what is a VLBI network? Well, many countries across the world operate large radio telescopes for astronomical research. Radio telescopes help us to see astronomical phenomena that are invisible to the human eye and to optical telescopes. Because radio telescopes look at long-wave radio energy rather than short-wave light, they need to have much larger collecting surfaces in order to see the same amount of detail. Why does this matter? Well, when astronomers point their telescopes at the sky, there are a number of important factors to consider. Firstly, we obviously want to be able to actually see the region that we're trying to observe, be it a distant galaxy, a supernova, or a star-forming region. This requires a sufficient collecting area, or photographic exposure time, to actually detect the object. Secondly, and more complicated, is that we often want to be able to focus in on the detail of a region. For example, if you point an optical telescope at a star, all you'll see is a point of light. Of course, you can measure the spectrum or other properties of the star, but essentially it's just a point-like source. Look at a nearby galaxy, however, and with a sufficiently large telescope, a beautiful array of features become apparent, such as spiral arms and globular clusters. The amount of detail visible in an observation is called resolution, or resolving power, and this is the key aim of very long baseline interferometry, or VLBI. So let's get back to the individual telescopes and the best technology available to astronomers in 2006. The largest single radio telescope in the world is the Arecibo Telescope in Puerto Rico. It's a staggering 305 metres across, and it has a collecting surface of around 20 acres. The world's largest optical instrument, the Keck Telescope in Hawaii, has a collecting area of only 10 metres in diameter. That's because optical telescopes need an extremely high surface accuracy because of the short wavelength of light they receive. This requires large mirrors made of glass or other materials, which tend to sag and bend under their own weight. Even taking into account this vast difference in size, the Arecibo radio telescope is around 10 times worse at resolving fine details than the Keck. Fortunately, this mess can be resolved. Radio astronomers have come up with clever techniques to fight back against this natural wavelength disadvantage by linking up networks of telescopes across continents to form single giant radio telescopes capable of very high resolution observations of the universe. The EVN is one such network. It links 16 radio telescopes in 11 different countries to form one giant telescope with astonishing resolving power. Its resolution is so great, in fact, that if the EVN could see optical light, it would be able to read newspaper print from the distance of the moon. There is a great future ahead for VLBI, due to recent advances and ongoing projects involving astronomers from around the globe. One such project is the VLBI Space Observatory Program, which in 1997 launched an 8-meter radio telescope into orbit around the Earth. The space telescope, called HALCA, was put to work observing the sky together with a global network of ground-based radio telescopes. The result was a radio telescope twice the size of the Earth. The results were astonishing, with a resolution greater than any ground-based VLBI network could wish for. Sadly, HALCA observed for the last time in October 2003, but her successor is already being planned and is likely to be launched in 2012. So, VLBI is a powerful technique used by radio astronomers to stretch the boundaries of the visible universe. Research topics at my institute, JIVE, for example, are extremely diverse. They range from testing Einstein's theories of relativity using gravitational lensing, peering deep into stellar nurseries, and measuring massive disks around black holes at the centres of galaxies. These and many more fields of astronomy are made possible by VLBI. And if you want to learn more about the EVN, or VLBI in general, you can have a look at the EVN website, which is www.evlbi.org. Or you can have a look at the JIVE website, which is www.jive.nl. And both of those websites are in English. Until next time, goodbye.